Usually they're quite rare. As a group, they're a bit more common. They're soft tissue cancers, so you can have it in soft tissues of the body and in bone, where it's called osteosarcoma. They're difficult to treat. They have poor prognosis, not always a poor prognosis. The cornerstone of treatment is surgery, and often usually by orthopaedic surgeons, very complex surgery, can be quite radical and sometimes does work, very technical surgery, but often doesn't. Chemotherapy and radiation are getting better for these conditions, but still not great prognosis. So there's a huge need to find out more. And there's been an international collaboration going on with Garvan involved of looking for genes in sarcoma, in people with sarcoma. But a few years ago, a US-led group did it's kind of one of these all-encompassing gene search things. They call them genome-wide association studies. So they study the whole genome in a group of people with this condition to find out which genes might light up. And it's got no hypothesis behind it. It's just, let's go looking and see what we find. And they found a gene that lit up in osteosarcoma and some soft tissue sarcomas called GRM4, but it wasn't a cancer gene.
Right.
And it didn't really get much attention because it was related to epilepsy in other studies, but not a cancer gene. But the Garvan looked at this more closely in mice and found in mice who were prone to sarcoma, and then found that what happens with this gene is that it influences immune molecules, one of which, apologize for the technical term, IL-23. These are signaling molecules which help the immune system to operate, and which again doesn't really lead you to cancer, but that's they found that in these genes. And what you can do with mice is that you can individually knock out genes. So they didn't knock out this GRM4 gene, they knocked out the gene for interleukin-23, this molecule that was raised in mice who were prone to sarcoma. And what they found was they significantly reduced the progression in these mice to tumours. Now, you can't knock out genes so easily in humans, has radical effects, but you could block IL-23, and you think, well, do we have to invent a new drug for this? Well, no. There are drugs on the market for psoriasis, relatively new drugs for psoriasis, which block IL-23 because psoriasis is an immune disease, and they block IL-23, and they're quite effective for psoriasis. So the plan, and then what they did was, and what happens in mice doesn't necessarily happen in humans. So before they proceeded down this track, they looked at samples of osteosarcoma in humans, and sure enough, in about a third of these people, IL-23 was raised. So it looks as it's either associated or cause and effect. Now, the only way to find out whether it's cause and effect or just a bystander is actually to do a clinical trial. So what they're planning to do now is a clinical trial in a small number of people with osteosarcoma and soft tissue sarcoma to see whether using this drug, which blocks IL-23, can make a difference. And that's one of the benefits. I've been a bit of a skeptic of some of this gene stuff in cancer, but in fact, it is showing that some surprising things, and the ability to repurpose drugs that are being used for other purposes altogether for the use in cancer, because you've found genes which lit up which you didn't suspect.
And look, in about a minute, another topic on health news this week, you're going to look at how some video games may encourage us to become more active and do more exercise.
Well, it's more gaming technology and behavioural economics. We're working out what motivates us to behaviour change, and they did a study of apps looking at whether you collaborate in a game, whether you get support in a gaming to try and increase your number of steps each day, whether competition works. And in brief, we'll have more tonight, but in brief, competition was the thing that really made a difference. If you were competing against other people to improve your steps, that actually created a sustained improvement in physical activity. The other things worked while you were doing the app, but after you finished the app, you went back to your slothful behaviour.
I suppose it's embarrassment, isn't it? It's pride on the line.
Well, pride on the line and our natural tendency to compete.
Okay, Norman, thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome.
Norman Swan with the Health Report tonight at 5:30.